For his part, Senator Kerry was in Wisconsin and Ohio today, talking about what he calls the senior squeeze. He says the rising bills paid by seniors are outstripping Social Security checks, and he accused President Bush of trying to hide the rising cost of Medicare. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Senator Kerry says nowhere is the choice in the November election more clear than in a subject close to seniors, health care. At a Milwaukee senior center, Kerry pointed to newly released federal statistics showing that by 2006, Medicare premiums and other health care costs will consume more than a third of the typical retiree's Social Security check. He accused the Bush administration of deliberately excluding that forecast from Medicare's most recent annual report.
Once again, this administration hides the truth from the American people. And the reason they're hiding the truth from the American people is because the out-of-pocket expenses of Medicare have now gone up to 37.2% by 2006.
4 years ago, Kerry notes, the typical 65-year-old spent less than half that amount on health care. He blames much of the increase on the new prescription drug plan backed by President Bush. He renewed his criticism of that plan, which bars the federal government from negotiating bulk discounts.
When they had a chance to help you have less expensive drugs, and they had a chance to be able to lower the cost of taxes to all Americans, George Bush chose the big drug companies.
Kerry promises his own health care plan would include bulk discounts. He says it would also speed development of cheaper generic drugs and allow Americans to buy less costly medicine from Canada. The Bush administration has raised safety concerns about prescription drug imports, but Wisconsin retiree George McKinney, who already takes the bus to Canada to buy medicine, likes the Kerry proposal.
The pharmaceutical industries are the most profitable industries in the country. They don't really need any help. We are the ones that need the help.
Kerry's attack on the president's Medicare measure is part of the campaign's overall strategy to paint Mr. Bush as a fortunate son who consistently favors special interests over a broader public goal.
George Bush's choices are always to take care of the wealthiest people who get the lion's share of the tax cut, the big breaks. Halliburton, Enron, these companies do great. Their executives walk away with great big golden parachutes while the average American is being squeezed harder and harder.
The Bush campaign defends the Medicare drug benefit, saying it's helping seniors. And the campaign criticizes Kerry's health care proposals as costly and bureaucratic. President Bush's own health care initiatives include tort reform to limit malpractice suits and tax-advantaged health savings accounts. Speaking of the president's plans today, Kerry said beware of promises that come 2 months before an election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Milwaukee.